Now, on the Stray FM Food and Drink Show, one of my favourite things to do is to take a well-earned research trip, as I have done today. I am at Skipton's VSQ Gin, and I'm here with Lorraine and Amy. Hello, both of you.
Hi.
Now, I thought a research trip had to be done, obviously, because I would like to try some gin, and secondly, because I just thought it would be good to come and see the scene, to find out what goes on here. So, for starters, this will make a lot of sense. What does VSQ stand for? Because it's only just clicked with me today.
Well, we're based on Victoria Square, and VSQ is just shortened for Victoria Square, so...
It only clicked today when I was looking. I was like, all right, where is Victoria Square? Here you are, down here, just off the high street. And I was like, oh, of course, Victoria Square. VSQ, that makes a lot of sense.
One of the reasons I did it as well was because it was a lot cheaper to brand if I shortened it.
That's a true Yorkshire lass speaking there, isn't it?
Yeah.
There is more than one bar, though, that you ladies look after. You are a mother and daughter team, by the way, important to say. You look after some other places in Skipton. Tell us about those.
Yeah, September we bought the Sound Bar, which is on Swadford Street. So that's a record shop that sells beer. And we have live music in there as well on a Sunday afternoon. Saturdays it's madness, people dancing on the tables. It's like a no rules bar, so it's a bit like youth club for grown-ups, I reckon. We have DJs on there as well. We do human jukebox, so people can go and choose a record and ask the DJ to play it. So it's just like putting a pound in the slot, really, isn't it?
I like that. VSQ, however, is different. You could say it's a little bit more grown up. Amy, what's the difference between VSQ and Soundbar?
Oh, well, I like to think we're a little bit more refined here, but I'm not sure if everyone would agree with that. But no, as most people will know, listening to the Food and Drink Show, we specialise in gin. We do everything in between, but then Soundbars, real ales, vinyl records, the chalk and cheese completely, but people love both, so it works.
I'm trying to count, but I haven't got time. How many gins have we got here?
We're around 300 at the minute, give or take a few. I think I've got 4 new ones in this week. I don't know, every time we see a new one, we just order it, don't we?
Initially, we thought, we'd probably only have 100 on the shelves at any one time, but because there's so many good gins out there, we've got 300 that are rotated now. So it's like, if we get 4 new ones in, we're trying to find 4 to take off, to delist, but we're struggling with that now because there's so many fantastic new flavours out there.
What do you think it is about gin? Because what's it been the past probably 5-ish years? It's just been going absolutely mad and people are loving it. It's their favourite spirit. Why do you think that is?
I think it's so easy to work with, you know, it's like people foraging, might as well make some alcohol with it, so why not? They're doing that, plus the law changed, and that's why you've got all the small batch gins that have come out. So I think it was the regulations, wasn't it?
Yeah, before, I think it was 2008, 2009 when the law changed, you had to distill gin in 3,000 megagallons or something. So that's why you only saw the likes of like Bombay, Tanqueray, those ones. And since then, all these little craft gin places have been able to pop up shop and give us all the wonderful and new exciting flavours we get now.
And would it be a really stereotypical question if I said, what's your favourite gin?
That really depends what mood. I mean, I think I've got about 10 different favourite ones.
And about 10 different moods?
Yeah, probably. Well, how many gins have I got at home? 90.
Oh, you were born to be here at VSQ.
My favourite would have to be the Bobby's with a Mediterranean tonic. One, because you get a lollipop with it. Well, we serve it and it comes with a little swizzle lollipop because it's very sherbety.
All the Palmer Violet,
I've got a real sweet tooth. So.
I love Palmer Violet as well. Isn't that one of those that's kind of Marmite, isn't it? People love it or they hate it, but I am definitely team Palmer Violet. And what would your favourite gin be, Amy?
Oh, for today, the mood I'm in right now, it has to be something refreshing that would cool me off. Abba Falls have just brought out a beautiful orange marmalade gin. Ooh. It's so refreshing, that really citrus orange.
And what would you serve that with?
Again, Fevertree Mediterranean tonic. It helps with those kind of flavoured gins, just cut through the flavour a bit more so you don't lose it with the bitterness of the tonic. Okay. And then just a million slices of orange as well. One of your 5 a day then.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, vitamin C as well, we like that. So as well as gin then, obviously this is still a bar, so you can still get a beer, you can still get a glass of wine, you can still get any other spirit, pretty much.
We've got 40 different beers on the go. Again, we get guest beers in as well. Ciders, wines, champagnes.
You name it, we've got it.
What about food? Do you do some little nibbly bits of food for people to have while they're having their drink?
Yeah, we do. We do sharing platters, which is like the cured meats. We do cheese boards. We've started opening for breakfast now, so we do a Bucks Fizz breakfast.
Oh, yes.
So that's for really, we're trying to target people going to the races. So they can pre-book full English breakfast with a glass of champagne or Bucks Fizz to set them on the way. So that's taken off. Since we put bacon and sausage on the menu on the morning, they're like...
queuing out the door.
Yeah, and because our licence as well is from 9 o'clock, so we can serve alcohol.
So here down at VSQ Gin & More in Skipton, you are just off the high street. Just describe to our listeners a little bit more about how people could get here.
So you've got Skipton High Street. Sheep Street is just behind Edinburgh Wool Mill. That's, everybody seems to know where that is. So there's Edinburgh Wool and NatWest, and there's a little cobbled street, and we're just up there through the archway.
And you have lovely outdoor seating as well. So the weather that we've had over the past couple of months, I imagine people have been more than making the most of the sun, as they are doing right now.
The perfect sun trap out there.
Yeah. Both of you, thank you so much for having me today here at VSQ Gin & More. We look forward to your next perfect pairing next week with Steph Moon, which you do every single week. Steph Moon comes in to make a dish and you choose the perfect drink to go alongside it. So we'll look forward to the next one of them. Both of you, thank you very much.
Thank you.